Well, good morning.
Good morning.
The message title is Redeemed from a Critical Spirit, and the passage is Numbers 12. But before we get into that, I want you to lean to somebody next to you, or if they're in front of you, you can ask them. I want you to talk about a complaint that you heard, either this week, or maybe it's something you can remember as a kid. Maybe it's something you and your sibling would complain about. But just talk to somebody next to you about a complaint that you've heard recently. I see a lot of smiles around the room. I don't know if this was therapeutic or just encouraged you to kind of jab the person next to you. You know, complaints, you think of maybe with kids, like at the dinner table, I don't like this. Or we've seen this face before, a face like this. That's just the face we see. And I have not trained that face in just a little, okay, you know, that's the face. You know, me and my brothers, I have two younger brothers, when we were on, it was always car trips. A long trip, you know, you're in the car, we would fight over a little bit of everything. But I remember complaining in particular about, he's taking up more than his fair share of the seat. You know, and I don't know where we got that in our heads to argue about that, but that seemed like a good thing to complain about. Well, in America, we're very good at complaining. In fact, truth be told, as humans, we're very good about complaining. There's in America an index called the American Customer Satisfaction Index, the ACSI, and it tracks companies that have the most complaints against them. So I looked on to see what were the most disliked companies in America from last year. So start thinking in your head. This is based on most complaints. Number five, the fifth most disliked company in America was United Airlines. It was because they were simply dubbed the worst airline in America, and their long delays contributed to it. Number four, my wife Meg and I laughed about this one, was Comcast. That's who we had for cable, you know, before we came here. They are dubbed, complained against because of their faulty equipment, their unprofessional technicians, and their billing nightmares. Now, number three, worst company in America by number of complaints was Charter Communications. That's the company we have now. They're complained against for their poor customer service and unfair billing. The number two worst company in America was Northeast Utilities. That's New England's largest utility company, that they cannot seem to keep service going when it snows. Good time to have service. The number one most complained against company is Long Island Power Authority. Apparently, they overbilled almost every one of their customers last year, so the customers say. So, you know, you think about this, complaining, that critical spirit. And I mean, we can joke about it a little bit because we all know what it is, right? You get mad about something and, I mean, maybe you go talk to somebody at work or maybe, you know, today you get on Facebook or Twitter, you know, do you believe this, that kind of thing. Well, truth be told, we've been good at complaining as humans for a long time. The story we're going to look at here zooms in on a very special family in God's plan. This is on Moses and his sister Miriam and his brother Aaron. Now, this family was special in that they were uniquely chosen by God to help lead God's people out of slavery in Egypt. Some of you may remember the story. Moses was among the male children who was sentenced to death by Pharaoh's edict. And